Right, so in other words, there was such a big shul there that not everybody could hear the Shliach Tzibur when he said over the Shemoneh Esrei. So therefore, they had to have signs to know when he finished the bracha that people could answer Amin. And even though you have to know on which bracha you're saying Amin on, they knew, like they followed and they knew, this is the first bracha Magen Avraham. They knew the second bracha, the third bracha. So they're following along. Even though they couldn't hear it, but they were following, they knew on which bracha they were saying Amin now. They did not sit together. Not everybody sat together. But the people that work with the gold, goldsmith, sat in one place. People that work with silversmiths, sat by themself. The people that work with blacksmiths, sat by themselves. And the people that made with metalwork sat by themselves. Ugardim of Niyatzman. People that were weavers sat by themselves. Ukeshaoni nichnashom. When a poor person would come in there, hoyomakir balayum nosai, he would know exactly which people to go to, like which people are doing which type of work, what their business is. Venichnu lisham, he would go there. Umishom panasosai. And from that, he would get enough panasa to live from. Upanasa sanchebase, he would have enough to feed his mishpacha from that also. So what it means to say, when the poor man came, so he knew exactly where to go to. Like the poor man, let's say he wanted to be a blacksmith. So he knew to which people to ask them to give them a job, and from them he got a job and was able to mafanas to support his family. If he wanted to be a goldsmith or to be a silversmith, he knew exactly which place to go, where to ask, to get like a job, and from that he had enough panosam to feed himself and to feed his whole mishpacha. Verse says Omar Abaya. Abaya says V'chulhu Katlinu Alexandris Muktim. Alexandris Muktim killed out all these people. This Russia went to kill out everybody. My time, Yanshe. What was the chet that they did? Why did they deserve to all be killed out? Sumara says Mishum the Avri Ahaykro. Because the Eden then was being over this Avera, this Pasuk. The Pasuk says Loisesifun Loshub Derech Hazeh Oid. You're not supposed to return back to this place. You're not allowed to live in Mitzrayim anymore. So since they came back to live in Mitzrayim, that was the chet, that's why they got all killed out. V'inu hodr, and they did return to this place, that's why they got killed out. Mor says, Ki osi, when he finally came in, this muktim, when he came, Ashrechtinu, they have a kor b'sifro. He saw them reading from the pasuk that said like this, Yisa Hashem Melech, Hashem will bring Goyen Eshim Rochak from faraway place. Somewhere he said, as Muktim said, like I'm the nation coming to kill them out, he said like this, Hahu Gavri Boyle Mesa Sefinto B'Yasar Yoyma. Really should have taken us to journey 10 days with our ship. Delay Ziko V'Ose Sefinto B'Chamisha Yoyma. And now our ships, the wind was so good, took us so fast, we made it in 5 days. And since the strong winds came, the strong winds made that we revived in 5 days. So Mara says, Nofel alai, he therefore fell upon them, the katlinu, and killed them all out. In other words, since he saw that they were saying the prophet that there will come a nation to kill them out, he saw he had the right to kill them out, so he was the one that went to kill them out now. Right then, says the Mishnah, b'moitzoi yomtif, the end of the first day yomtif, they made a big tikkun. So the more of my tikkun go, what was the big tikkun they made? Omer Reb Elazar, ki yoyse shishin, like we learned. Chaloko hoysa b'rishoyna. At the beginning it was nice and smooth. Ve'kifu gizustro. And he made it there wasn't any small anymore. In other words, the walls of the Ezras Noshim at the beginning was smooth. But later, they made it surrounded like with gallery. With gizustros, with the projections. That was one takona they made. Ve'eskinu, they made another takona, she'yonoshim yoshvas mamalo, that the Ezras Noshim, the women, should be upstairs, ve'yanoshim malmata, and the men, b'shasa simcha ve'shweva, should be downstairs. So Rashi learns, ve'kifu gezustrios, noisnan zizim, so they made projections from the wall. Min ha'kaisel sov, the sov of the chol, shona misad v'nosim gutl luchim, but that was the place where the Noshim used to stay, B'shasa Simcha V'Shweva. And from there they would see it. But later they made another takona, that the women should be upstairs and the men downstairs. Now, Tana Rabbonim, we'll go to the Brice like this. But we showing at the beginning, the women would be inside, and the men would be dancing outside. Well, you boy no day kalas rush, and it came that the men and women were talking together. It came kalas rush, it wasn't good. They lost the Yerushalayim. He says, "Kino she yonoshim yoishros mivachutz." That the masakin, the women should be outside the Azara. V'yanoshim mivnim, and the men should be inside. V'yadayin ho yubun they kalas rush. It still didn't help. They still came to look or watch and talk to one another with kalas rush. And therefore, as kino, they finally made the final takono she yonoshim yoishros mivmalo. The women should be standing above. V'yanoshim mulmata, and the men should be on bottom. For the Gemara Hechi Yovet Hochi, why did they do like this? I will see the pasuk says, "Akol v'chsav yadash shemol hiskim." That the way the binyan based on midrash has to be, you can't change it. The way it's supposed to be, that's the way it is. We have no right to change the binyan. So how were they right here to build an ezras noshim like on top to keep the women on top and the men on bottom? So Amar Rav, Rav says, "Kruash b'chu b'dorish." They found the pasuk and they dashin from the pasuk. So it's not pshat they made up something new. They dashin the pasuk. That's why they were allowed to do it. So Rashi learns before me, b'fnim inside means b'ezras noshim. First they were standing, the women were standing in, the men were standing inside. And b'bachutz, b'rechov v'shal harabayis, on the outside of the harabayis. So, and then they switched around the other way, and then they switched the men downstairs and the women upstairs. So Kasha was, how could they change around the binyan based image? You're not allowed to change it. The Torah says, no, we found the posseg, and we dashed from this posseg that you have a right to do this. Yeah, so the Mora goes on and says, that Omar Rav, Kro Ashkechu V'dorosh, they found the Pasuk and they darshan. The Pasuk says, V'sof Tohoritz Mishpachos Mishpachos. That they're going to cry, they're going to say, Espedim each Mishpacha by itself, Mishpachos Mishpachos Levad, Mishpachos Beis David Levad, to Mishpachos from Beis David by itself, Unishayim Levad. And the women will be by themselves. And it's even B'shat Hesped, when they're giving a Hesped on the mace, still they'll be separate, the men and the ladies. Is Amru, so we said from here, V'haloi Dvorim Kal V'chayim. There's a Kal V'chayim here involved about by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva that they should be separate, the men and the ladies. Uma lo sid lovit. This pasuk is talking about, we'll soon see, the hesped that will be set in Mr. Shem by the Mashiach ben Yosef. Uma lo sid lovit sho'iskin behesped. They'll be in saying a hesped when he's mace, when he died. V'yein yetzara sh'olot v'hem. And at that time when you're saying a hesped, the yetzara doesn't get to you like you feel bad. There's not a time to think about znus. Omru Torah. Still the Torah says, the pasuk says, Anoshim levad, v'noshim levad, the men should be separate and the ladies should be separate. Achshav, so now, b'shas, we have the simchas beis ha'shoeva. She'asukin b'simcha, that we're being oisik now in a simcha, and happiness. We're singing, we're dancing, we're happy. The Yetzirah shelut b'hem. When a person is happiness and simcha, the Yetzirah could get to him at this time. Is alachas kama v'kama, isn't it for sure, that you have to have separate. Like the men have to be separate and the ladies have to be separate. So from this pasuk we come to Darshan, we know that in the Beis Hamikdash there has to be a special Ezras Noshim on top they should build. That's where the ladies will be, and the men will be downstairs, that they should not be together. So Mora says now, Hesped de Maya Vidite. Which type of a Hesped are we talking about right now? This pasuk in Zechariah, on which Hesped, who is Mace, that he's talking about? So Mora says, Pligibor Rabbi Doisiv Rabbonin. It's a machlokes Rabbi Doisi and the Rabbonin. Chadoma, one says, Al Moshiach ben Yosef. This is talking about the Hesped that a Mitzvah Shem will be said on the Moshiach ben Yosef. Sheinerag, that he's going to be killed. He's going to be killed during this, the Milchomis. The Mechoma Gogu Magog, that's when Mashiach ben Yosef will be killed. And then will come Mashiach ben David, will come the Mashiach that will be Loilam. Now, V'chadam, another man Yomah says, Al Yetzirah. It's talking about the Hesped they're going to give him, Al Yosef Lovoy on the Yetzirah. Sheneret, that's going to be killed. So Gemara says, Pishlei Melaman Diyom, it's good I understand according to the Man Diyom, that Al Mashiach ben Yosef, the Shinherag, that the Pasuk is talking about the Hesped that will be said about the Mashiach ben Yosef, Hainu Dechsev, that's what the Pasuk says. Vehebitu Eli es Asher Dokru. Yeah, again, the Pasuk says, Vehebitu Eli es Asher Dokru, Vesoftu Olov, Kemispeid Al Hayochit. That's what the Pasuk says. So the Gemara says, So it's good that we're talking about now a hesped upon a yochid that was mace, could be talking about the Mashiach ben Yosef. That's good. And this is a pasuk that says right after this pasuk of Yisof Torah, Mishpachos Levad. So it's very good that it's talking about the hesped on the Mashiach ben Yosef. But according to the Mandiyama, Al Yetzahara Shinerai that the pasuk is talking about, Visof Doritz, it's talking about the Yetzahara that will be killed, lost at Lavoi, Limoisa Mashiach, there won't be the Yetzahara anymore. Hai Hespedoi, Boilemevid, Simcha Boilemevid. When they kill the Yetzahara, there's going to be a Hespid, people are going to cry. Fakert, there's going to be a Simcha, everybody's going to be happy. We killed out the Yetzahara. Everybody should be very happy right now. Is Amai Bochi? Why are they crying? So Gemara says, Kedidorish Reb Yehuda Reb Eloi. Like Reb Yehuda Reb Eloi said, he dashed like this, that lost it, love it, the Mitzvah Shem will become. May viyu HaKadosh Baruch Hu liyetzahara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take the yetzahara. V'yishoich HaToy b'fnei HaTzadikim, or b'fnei HaRishoyim. He's going to kill it in front of the Tzadikim and in front of the Rishoyim. Tzadikim nidmo lehem kahar gavoya. For in front of a tzaddik, this yetzahara is going to look like a very, very big high mountain. And from in front of a rasha, it's going to look like a small thread. That's like the Yetzer is going to look in front of them. It's going to look like a small thread. In other words, like the tzaddikim are going to say, like they're going to cry, you know, like to think, how is it so possible that we could kill, we could win over the Yetzer, that the Yetzer in the eyes of tzaddikim looks so great as if he's big as a mountain. Marshenkin, they'll be happy about that. That still they won over the Yetzirah. Marshenkin, the Rishonim are going to cry and say, like to us, the Yetzirah looks like a small thread, and still we couldn't win over him. That's why the Rishonim are going to cry. Is Halolu Boichin? The Gemara says Halolu Boichin. Really, both of them are going to cry. Tzadikim Boichin, Mastikim are going to cry. V'yomim and saying, Heich Yecholnu Lich Boich Har Gavoy Kazel. Like, how was it possible that we were able to win over this big Arusha, this big Har? So they're crying, but really could be they're crying mach mesimcha. Or Rishoyim boichim yomim, the Rishoyim are crying and saying, Heich lo yecholno lichbois es chut hasara zeh. How come we couldn't win over this like small string? Like the Yetzirah is like nothing really. They're going to see now the Yetzirah is nothing. How come they couldn't win over him? So they're going to cry for this. So Drashi, Tzadikim boichim, why is Tzadikim going to cry? So Rashi learns they're really going to cry, because they're going to remember all the tremendous pain they had in order to win over the Yetzirah. So by the remembrance of the pain that Tzara they had, they're going to start crying. The Gemara says, even HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to wonder, like upon the Rishoyim, how come they couldn't win over the Yetzirah. Shenemar HaPosek says, Koyamar Hashem Tzavokos, Ki Yifla B'Einai, Sher Yisom Hazeh, B'Yom HaMahim, Gam B'Einai Yifla. Even in my eyes, even in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's also going to be a wonder, how come the Rishoyim cannot win over this Yetzirah. Omer Rabasi says like this, Yetzohara B'Tchila Doim Alechut Shabuchya. When the Yetzirah first comes to a person, he's like a string of a buchya. Rashi says, achvish, no, it's a small string. He first comes to look like a small person. But at the end, when you listen to him and you're moshech, you go after him, then he has you wrapped around like a very big, heavy string. Cord. Shenema the Pasuk says, hoi moshech yovin, bechavli hashavu v'avois v'agolo. Chotu. In other words, the Yetzirah's Moshe takes after you, that wanted to get you to listen to him a little bit, you become after him, you're drawn after him, and eventually you listen to him so much, as if to say he has you tied up like a nice, big, heavy rose. So the kids, you have to watch out for him even in the beginning. Even though he comes very small and very simple, you have to watch out not to give in to him. Tana Rabbon says like this, Mashiach ben David, she'osel li golus b'mehir of Yemenu. The Mitzvah Hashem, when the Mashiach ben David, who will come to us soon, is Oymalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will tell him, Shal Mimenu Dover, you can ask me something, V'yeten L'cho, and I'll give it to you. Like, ask me if there's something that you want, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Mashiach ben David, he will give it to him. Shenema the Pasuk says, Asapri Al-Choyk, is Ani Hayim Yilaraticha, is Shal Mimeni V'yeten L'goyim Nachlasecha. Like, ask me something and I'll give it to you. Now, v'chivon shiro Mashiach ben Yosef shenerag, as soon as the Mashiach ben David saw that the Mashiach ben Yosef was killed in the Mechemes Gog Magog, is Oymel of fun of Ribbono Shel Olam. So the Mashiach ben Dovr is going to say in front of Hashem, Eini mevakesh mimcha el chayim. I'm only asking from you that you should give me life. I only want to have life. Is Oymel, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say back to him, chayim ad shelo yomarto kvar hisnabo lecha. Even before you ask for it, I already said, like the Nevuah, you're going to have it. This Nabalecha David Avicha to David your father Shenemar Chayim Shomimcha Nosataloi, like he's asking for life and I will give it to you. The Kodesh Baruch like granted that the Mashiach ben David, he's going to have life, he's not going to die. It's only the first Mashiach ben Yosef, he's going to die. But after that, when Mashiach ben David will come, he will say. Dorash Avira V'Teim Reb Yeshua ben Levi Sheva Sheimois Yesha Lietzora. Seven names does the Yetzirah have. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Koira Ra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls him Ra. Shenemar HaPosuk says, Ki Yetzir Lev Adam Ra Menurav. That the Yetzirah means Yetzirah is bad when you're young. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu called the Yetzirah Ra, bad. Moshe Koira Oral. Moshe called the Yetzirah with the name of an Oral. Shenemar HaPosuk says, Umaltem Es Olas Lavarchem. Like cut off the oral from your lay, from your heart, which means the Yetzirah. Like don't let the Yetzirah come into you. Cut him off. David Kara Tomei. David HaMelech called the Yetzirah Tomei. Shenemar Leiv Tor Boro Li Elokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created me a Leiv Tor, a pure heart. Michlal, it's a raya. We understand from this the Ika Tomei that there is another type of a Leiv, a heart that's Tomei, and that is the Yetzirah. So we say that David HaMelech called the Yetzirah Tomei. Shlomo Melech Kara Soine. He called him somebody he hates, a Soine. Shenema Imrov Sonecha Hachilei Lechem. If the Soine makes you hungry, go eat bread. Trashi Yetzara Rov Vitoyav Lavera. If the Yetzara makes you hungry, he wants you to do an Avera. Hachilei Lechem. Hatrichu Bimachamtel Shotera. Go learn Torah. That's the Yetzara to fight the Yetzara, Zakrashi. Tichsiv the Pesuk says, Lechu Lach Moi Balachmi. Like, come and learn Torah. Like, really, the Gemara says in Kedushin that Barosi Yetzara, Barosi Torah, Tavlin Kenegdi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself that created the Yetzara, he himself says that learning Torah, that's the Tavlin, that's the spice that will kill out the Yetzara from us. So if you see the Yetzara is after you, go and learn Torah. Vaita. V'yimsoma, if you get very thirsty, Ashkei Yomayim. Let him drink water. Same thing, Torah is also Nimshol Tamayim. And Hashem will give it back to you. That if you do this and you learn Torah, that's the way you make it. The Yetzirah won't tell you to do the Averis. So Gemara says, "Al tikri yishalom lecha, ela yashlimenu." He'll make you shalom, peace, nerds. Trashi yashlimenu lecha, shei shalom yitzrech imach v'yavecha v'yasech lechatoim. He'll have you make peace with the Yetzirah, that he's not going to bother you anymore, and he'll be able to do just the mitzvah, do the avodas Hashem, and you won't have to do the chatoim because of the Yetzirah. Yishayo HaMelech called him Kara Michshel. He called the Yetzirah Michshel like a trap, a stumbling place, a stone. Shenamah HaPosuk says, Soilu, soilu, pono derech. Harimu Michshel miderech ami. Take away the Michshel, this trap that's in the way of my people. That's the way he called the Yetzirah this Michshel. Yecheskel Kara Evan. He called him a stone. Shenamah V'yasarti Yeslev HaEvan Mivsarchen. Take away this lave of Evan made out of stone, means the Yetzirah, from you, v'nasati lechem lave boser. And I'll give you a lave boser. So he called the Yetzirah an Evan, a stone. Yoel Kara Tzafoni. Yoel called the Yetzirah Tzafoni, means a hidden thing. He's hiding from us. Shenema v'yetzat Tzafoni, the hidden thing, erchot melechem. I will take far away from you. And Hashem will take away the Yetzirah. Tana Rabbon. So Rabbon the Bright says like this. The Pasuk says, V'yasat Tzvayni Archik Melechem. I will take away from you the Yetzirah. Ze Yetzirah. She'et Sofon, that's hiding. V'oymed Belima Shalodim. Shalodim, he's hiding inside the heart of a person. V'yadichosav El Eres Tzia, the Pasuk says, and I'll throw him away to a dried out land. U'shmama. That means, L'mokim Shein B'nayodim Mitzuyin L'ezgaris Behen. I'm going to send the Yetzirah away to a dried out place. Means that no people will be living there, so he won't be able to start up with anybody. As Ponov El Hayom, this is all the pasuk here in Yovel. Es ponev el hayom hakadmoni, that his face will be facing towards the yam hakadmoni on the east side. That means shenosen einav b'migdash rishon, the Yetzirah put his eyes looking at the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon, v'yachrivu, he caused that there should be a destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. For Horak Talmidei Chachamim Sheboi, and also the Talmidei Chachamim were also killed out at that time. For Soifoi, the end, the pasuk goes on, the Soifoi, the end of the Yetzirah, were like, El Hayom Achron, who look at the last Yam. That means, Shenosin Eino B'Mikdash Sheni, the Yetzirah also put his eyes upon the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, v'yachrivu, and he also caused it to be destroyed. For Horak Talmidei Chachamim Sheboi, and he also killed the Talmidei Chachamim that were there at that time. For Ola Be'eshoi Ve'tal Tachnosoi, means he went up like an anger. Shemeniach Umay Soilam Umizgarim B'Sanenim Shal Yisrael. He left. That means the Yetzirah doesn't bother the Goyim, the other Umazhilim, but only like a Saginor, means the Lashon only the Yisraelim. He starts up with the Yisraelim from Am Yisrael, or Ben Yisrael. That's who the Yetzirah starts up with. Then the end of the pasuk says, "Ki higdu lasayis." He does a lot, like from the gedolim. Mizomer abayu v'tamidi chachomim yoisim mikulam. The Yetzirah starts off with the tamidi chachomim. He bothers them more than anybody else. Ki ho di abayu. Once happened a story with abayu. Shemaya lihu gavri heard a person, a man, tikoma lihi yisasol, that he told the lady. It was a man and a lady there. Mashma, they weren't married. Some a man and a lady. That knocked him v'neiz l'biyuchi. Heard the man tell the lady, "Come, let's travel. Let's go down this road." Is Omar Sabaya said, "Ezo, let me also go along." And after shinam yisur, if I'll see that one has nus together, I'll be there to stop them from having it. I'll save this man from having doing an avera. Is Ozo Basrayu. So the mice was Abaya followed them. Tolosa pasoi biagma. 3 passes, a long journey in the swamps. Ki have a parsha miadodi. When it came to a time when the two of them, the man and the lady, separated, Shaminu de Kamri, Abaya heard where they were saying like this, Urchin Rechika, it's a long journey. V'tzavsen v'simoi, but my company was very enjoyable. But vice versa, this man did not do anything with the lady. He was able to hold himself back because the Yetzirah didn't get him, he didn't touch or do anything to the lady. So Amr Abaya said, I man de sanili heve. If it would be, so Rashi says, im hoya soine mesiache de misha, loy heve motzi ukme nafshe, milachto vilatz moho yoimi. Like he meant to say, he was talking really about himself, Abaya. Like if this enemy would be with her, he cannot hold himself back. But Abaya really meant to say that he himself, if Abaya himself would have been walking down the road with this lady, he himself couldn't have held himself back. And he really felt bad about it, like he saw the Yetzirah would have gotten to him. Is Ozal Tlosa? Ozal, he went. Tola Navshe Bibura de Dosha. He was like on the threshing stone, the entrance to the house, on the outer stoop. Umitztair, and he felt very bad about it. Like he saw his Yetzirah was so great, he thought that if he would have been alone with the lady, he couldn't have gone without doing anything with her. Is also Saba, so an old person came. Tony Le, and he learned to Abai, he learned like this. The Maime Chazal is that kol hagodol mechaveroi. Whoever is greater than his friend, you should know, Yitzra Godol Hemenu. Your Yitzhar is greater than the other one. So, So Meila, this made Abai feel a little bit better. So this is the Yisoid, that the greater you are, the bigger of a Talmud Chochem you are, the more the Yitzhar is there to bother you. So it's mashm, it's not only stand the fact that since you have a bigger Yitzhar Toiv, so in order to outweigh the Yetzer Tov, you have to have a big Yetzer also. It's not only like that. But the kid said the Yetzer Hara wants to get even, doesn't like, knows the more Avodah Hashem you do, the more the Yetzer is there to start up with you, to stop you. That's the Avodah of the Yetzer. So therefore, the Yetzer Be'ikah comes to bother Talmid Chachamim. And Mashma from this Gemara, whenever the Gemara Stam says the Yetzer, it goes on the Taiv of Znus. The Yetzer comes to Talmid Chachamim and makes them also have the Taiv of Znus. And therefore, they have to watch themselves. Omer Reb Yitzchok, Yitzchoy Shalodo Misgaber Olo B'choyoyim. Everybody has a Yetzirah that starts up with him, that fights with him every single day. Shenema the Pasuk says, Rak Ra Kol Hayoyim. The Yetzirah is only bad all day long. The Yetzirah is bad. So in other words, we have to be careful from him. So Rashi Kol Hayoyim Rosa Mitzayis Fesef. Every time, every day, it gets worse and worse. The Yetzirah. And Amr Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Yitzvah Shaladim is Gabriela b'chol yoyim. Umevakesh lamisa, the Yitzhara comes to you every single day and wants to kill you. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Soifer Rosh la Tzadik umevakesh lamisoi, that the Yitzhara is waiting to kill the Tzadik. V'yilmoli HaKadosh Baruch Hu sho'izalai, if not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's helping you, ain't yochalai, you couldn't hold back and fight the Yitzhara. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Hashem lo yazvenu biyodoi, v'lo yashiyenu bishoftoi. And Tanan the Rabbi Shmuel, in Pogah b'chom menuvel zeh, if you meet up with this menuvel, this disgusting person, you meet up with this Yetzara, is Moshchei lo Beis HaMedrash. Bring him into the Beis HaMedrash. In other words, if you see you have a taiva, you have a lust to do something, you see the Yetzara is getting hold of you, he wants to tell you to do an Avera, the Yetzara is drag him into the Beis HaMedrash. And a little Moshe now, in Evenu, if he's like a stone, the Yetzara in Imuach, he'll melt away. In Barzalu, if he's like metal, mispoitzates, he'll like break apart. In Evan, Hunimuach, he's like a stone, he'll melt away when you bring him into the Beis Medrash, which partially means if you start to learn Torah, the schus of your limit of Torah will destroy the Yetzirah. The Yosef the Pasuk says, Hoy called Soma the Chulamayim, Hosev Avonim Socha Kumayim. So you see, water can like melt away the stone. In Barzlu, if the Yetzirah comes to you like a piece of metal, Mispoitse, so like, so you spread out. Kedichsev Haloikoi Divrei Devorai Kesh, Numashem Kapati Shafoitse Sela. Like a person that hits the stone and it spreads out, it disperses into different pieces. So that's the koyach of limud haTorah, bringing them into the Beis HaMedrash, that will stop the Yetzirah from getting after you. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Yetzirah ma'asisa liyodim b'olam hazeh. The Yetzirah talks you into doing averis in this world. Umeyed olav b'olam habo. And if you do listen to him and do the averis, he's going to be there to say edus upon you, to tell about you, loss of love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenem an apostolic says, Mefanek minoyer avdoi, the achrisa yiye monoin. That means at the end there'll be monoin, so the Gemara dashings on this. Shekein biat bach, sharebchia kurin lesado minoin. That if you change around the olive base, it comes out that Rashi biat bach means olive base, who olive test. There's Aleph goes into Tes, Beis goes into Ches, Gimel goes to Zion, Dalet goes into Vov, Reyasirus, Yud, Sadik, Chof, Pei. This is the way you change around the Aleph Beis, the type of way to dash in the Psukim. So it comes out the Menoin means Sadus, means saying Edus. So the kid said, the Eight Sorry, he's going to be there to say Edus, to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu exactly all the Ra that you did. Rafun the Rav, Rafun the Esvakashik, Sib 1 Pasuk says, Ki Ruach Zanunim His Soya. That the Ruach means of Yetzar, he saw you, made you do things wrong. He saw you, he tricked you. Uchsiv, he made you do things by mistake. Uchsiv, bekirbom. And then it says, he goes inside you. So mashma, the Yetzar is inside a person. The Gemara says, betchila he saw him. At the beginning, he just fooled you. He tricked you to go on the wrong path. Ulepsoif, bekirbom. At the end, he becomes so close to you, he's like inside you. Because you have to be careful from the Yetzar. At the beginning is just like an error you're doing, but at the end he's mamish part of you, he's taka bikirbom, he's inside you. So Mora says, Omar Rava, Betchila Koro Hoylech, Olev Saif Koro Oirech. At the beginning it's only called a holach, he's somebody that goes, he just passes by the Yetzirah. Olev Saif, and once he gets a hold of you, Koro Oirech is like a guest, he stays by you, he doesn't let you go. Lipsayef Korish, at the end it's called a man. Shinema Vayovay Holach Lish, Hoshir, Vayachmoil, Lakachas Mitzayim of Korway, Lassus Lerich. Oksiv Yikacha Kiv Shasish, Harash, Vayach Lish Haboilov. So you see, the apostle calls him first an Ish, then a Hoylach, it says, if okay, it says a Hoylach, it says Oirach, then it says Nish. So that's the way the Yetzirah goes. From a little bit, he comes closer to you. The Rashi says, Oirech means Achsanoi, he's like a guest by you. And Ish, he's a Balabais, he's the owner already. Amar Rabbi Yechnan, Eivah Kotin Yeshtal Yodim. First, now has an Eivah, that means by the Eivah Atashmish, Trashi Gvi Gedid, that's the Mokam, where the Zera comes out, is Marivoi Sova. If you hunger it, that you don't have too much tashmish, that satisfies you. Mazbiya rob, but the more tashmish you have with your wife, the more hungry you are, the more you want. Shenemar, kimarisa vayisovu. Kimarisa, when you're fasting, don't have it, keep away from it, that satisfies you. The less tashmish you have, like the more satisfied you'll be, but the more you go after it, the less satisfied you'll be, you just want to have more and more and more. Omarav chomno bar acho. Amri beirav. Arbo mischarat aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu shebarim. There are four people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels bad that He created them. V'eluhen, these are the four people. Golos, Kastim, v'yishmelim. V'yetzor. Golos, how do we know by Golos? The Chassidus Pasuk says, v'yato mali ponyum Hashem. Like, what are you doing here? Kilokach imoy chinam. He took you for nothing, because he was better off not creating you. Kastim, the Chassidus Pasuk says, hein eretz kastim ze'om lehoyu. There's like a nation that shouldn't have been. Yishmelim, the pasuk says, Yishloyuv, oyholim, lishoydidim, uvatu chois lamagize el, lasher hevi eloka, eloka, biyodoy. In other words, the Kodesh Baruch Hu has charota why he created this nation called the Kasdim. Yishmelim. Vaita. Yetzahara, the Yetzahara, the Siddur pasuk says, Vasher harisoy. Like I have afflicted. The Kodesh Baruch Hu did bad to it. In other words, he felt bad like that he created it. Vayit Om Rabbi Yechanan Il Mole Sholosh Mikrois Halol, if not for these three psukim, Nismoititu Ragleim Shoshenim Shoyisrael. It would go. We'll stop here. Mitzvah will continue on the next tape.